มาจากกรุงเทพครับแต่บ้าน
กรุงเทพ
บ้านอยู่โคราชครับ
บ้านอยู่โคราช
ครับพอดีดูอินเทอร์เน็ต
ดู YouTube
แล้วก็เห็นพระอาจารย์ก็เลยตามมาที่นี่รายการที่มีเด็ก2คนนั่งนะอาจารย์เด็ก is two kids was sitting here and ask you the questions
sitting here ทำไม่ได้
ทำไม่ได้
ทำไม่ได้ก็มีข้างเยอะนะ
ไม
่เป็นไร
ไม่เป็นไร
แล้วทำอะไรทำงานอะไร
เป็นอาจารย์ครับ
เป็นอาจารย์สอนอะไร
สอน business ครับ finance ครับ
business finance สอนในภาษาอังกฤษกับภาษาไทย
สอนภาษาอังกฤษครับ
ภาษาอังกฤษเหรอ
ครับ
finance เดี๋ยวนี้เศรษฐกิจไม่ดีแล้ว finance because of the craziness of the world นะ
ครับ
because their business was not good so they neededsomething to play, so they use the COVID to run down the business, the economy, and it has a, I mean, when you look at Japan, or Sweden, not at all. มันเศรษฐกิจก็ไม่แย่แล้วทำไมคนไทยก็ตามเท่าไหร่ anyway, so I mean, and Thailand depends on tourism.
Absolutely, 70%.
Yeah, 70% of the income comes from tourists. Yeah, and now we don't have this income. So what are they going to do?
I know, it's horrible.
So now, what do you teach your students now?
We teach online now.
You know, on
since the COVID-19, it's a business school.
Oh.
There's so many business schools nowadays.
Yeah, and everybody has its own ideas and nothing, you know, and none of the ideas can cope with reality.
Absolutely.
That's lucky, he cannot cope with reality. He always exists in dreams. Yeah. That's what most people are, they are in their dream world. Yeah. You're not? Yeah. You constantly think about the future.มันปัจจุบันก็ไม่อยู่นะมันอยู่ในอนาคตนะแต่อนาคตที่วาดไว้ก็ไม่มาแล้วมันอยู่ในอนาคตทำไมไม่อยู่ในปัจจุบันนะอยู่ในปัจจุบันก็ไม่ห่วงเรื่องอนาคตไม่ห่วงเรื่องอดีตก็มันสบาย
ทำสมาธิยากครับหลวงพ่อ
ทำไม
มันฟุ้ง
ใช่มันต้องปั่นครับอายุเท่าไหร่
41ครับ
41 41มันไม่ต้องปั่นครับนะก็หลวงพ่อก็ปั่นครับ1ปีครึ่งถึงได
้ครับ
ไม่เอานะมีแต่เอาเดี๋ยวโผล่ลมหายใจเข้าลมหายใจออกไม่สอนความคิดก็ไม่เยอะนะเพราะว่าเป็นครูเป็นอาจารย์เล็กความคิด new ideas constantly coming yeah and we are fooled by them instead of say bullshit BS yeah because most of the ideas are bullshit anyway if you follow them up you know then you see it doesn't work but you know when we sit in somebody oh yeah this works you know and then we follow up no it doesn't work ah yes work no okay
I learned from some place they teach like when thought comes up you just realize that observe that
no you just know there's a thought and go back
right.
don't stay with the thoughtYeah. Just know that the thought has come and go back to the Buddha or go back to the breath.
Right.
Yeah. And you have to be very determined to go back. Because the Kali says, but this is so important. You don't listen to the Kali.
Right. So do we need to focus on this and Buddha or the whole body?
I mean, it depends on. In the beginning, you know, it is better to have a very stable point of concentration. Mm. Yeah.I mean, later on, when the samadhi is better, you know, it automatically extends to the whole body. But in the beginning, the whole body, it's not a fixed point, yeah? So we don't know to where we return to. But if we have a fixed point here, then we instantly know where to return to, where we can hold on to.
So you mean all of the activities on daily life, you focus on this?
Yeah.
Even though when you walk meditation,
yeah,
you focus on this? Yeah. You don't focus on your legs?
No.
Right here.
Yeah. Because one point, you know samadhi, there are three types of samadhi. Kanika samadhi, upachara samadhi, apana samadhi. Kanika samadhi is going very deep, you know, but very short, you know, and ending up in upachara samadhi. So most of the people don't know kanika samadhi. Upachara samadhi is when the mind stands still, you know, when there's no more thought and no more thoughts are coming in. And apana samadhi is deep samadhi, yeah? Or also called in English, one-pointedness. Yeah. So if you have one point where you return to, you can enter one-pointedness. If you follow this or follow that, or some people follow their breath, or some people take the movement, yeah. I mean, there's a constant. You know, I mean, you don't have a fixed point, yeah. Try it. You know, I mean, when you read a book, yeah. And you don't have a fixed point, you don't know the letter, what kind of letter it is.
Right.
So we do have to concentrate on one fixed point, yeah? But when reading, it moves very quickly, yeah? But the samadhi, we have a fixed point, yeah? What is happening when you stay there and the samadhi gets deeper, you will become more and more aware of the breath body. That's what the Buddha talks on, nah? The breath body, yeah, but the breath body is not the real body, yeah. It is just the breath body. So, if you stay with the breath, you know, and always return back to the one point, yeah. I mean, you in the morning you wake up, you know, and you stay with the one point, yeah. And while you brush your teeth, while you eat, you can always stay. If you go into conversation, of course you can't stay. Very difficult. Only if your sati is extremely developed, you know your intention to talk, you know what you want to talk, and before you open your mouth, you know exactly, you know, and then you can check out, you know, is it useful to say this? Yeah. But that requires lots of sati. So, but we start, yeah. I mean, and it is a fight. It's really a fight, yeah. And you are 41, you know. So I mean, the body slowly, you know, yeah, slowly gives problems, you know, and then we give in to the problems of the body, yeah? But first we give in to the problems of the mind. So when we are strict with the mind, then you know, then the kilesas look for another cause, you know, to disturb us. You have a family?
No.
But you have brothers and sisters?
They are all gone. Just my mom now.
They are all gone?
My mom. They are all gone.
Where to? Died?
Die. Oh. They died young. My dad passed away when he was 59. And my brother just died 2 weeks ago.
How old was he? 30?
He's like on the waiting stage, you know, he got accident. The car accident.
Oh.
He like slept like 13 years.
And he was coma.
Coma, yes.
Mm. Oh.
Just me and my mom. You know,
so. Just, well, how old is your mom?
60.
60. That's not old.
My brother dies when I carry him on my hand, so I know exactly when he bring up me before he passed away. Yeah. Mm. I know the body and the mind.
Yeah, I too. Bro.
But I just look it at, you know, outside of my mind, but I never experience myself.
Yeah, I mean you will be able to experience sooner or later, but I mean you have to do intensive practice, right? So I mean, if you have time, you know, I mean, then come to a monastery, you know, and practice intensively, and then you see how difficult it is. Yeah. Just practicing at home, you know, I mean, can be difficult, you know, but after a while it becomes very easy. Yeah. But then, you know, being in a monastery where it's much stricter, you know, and the only thing you do is practicing, you know, then it becomes very difficult if you practice for 12 hours a day.
Yeah. I used to ordain once, like yeah. 2 years ago, one pansa. Yeah. I try everything. Yeah. You know? I walk meditation like 13 hours. Yeah. I sit meditation like the whole night.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for me. I don't know why.
Yeah, because when you don't focus on the right thing, then it doesn't work out. Yeah. But people, you know, I mean, you are old, you know, people expect results to come within, you know, within a month, yeah,
right.
Or a week. As I said, you know, when I started, you know, I know people can do it. Just like you, you know, I mean, you went to university, yeah? But not everybody finishes degree. So why did you finish it?
Just try harder.
Because you wanted it.
Right.
Yeah. So wanting it, you know, I mean, is the motivation for us to do. Yeah. But wanting alone, you know, doesn't help us. You know, we have to do the work that leads us there. And then we have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we were lacking. Patient. Most of the time, now it hurts, you know, I mean, we give up, you know, for a moment. And there's another thing, I mean, we do the wrong kind of exercise.
Right.
Yeah. So if we don't do the right kind of exercise, if we don't always return, and we don't have to press it on this point, we just have to, where we need our effort is to bring the mind back here, put to. Or use put with breathing in and or with breathing out if the mind goes too far. Yeah? Or sometimes use just putu. So then there are no more thoughts coming. Yeah? When the putu gets lower, then you know then there are the background thoughts. Yeah? So use both in the beginning, you know, until one drops away and just the breath state, you know, and then always return to the breath. And that's where you need to put your effort in. You see the mind going out, instantly, you know, you take the mind, okay, here. And if you know this, you know, in the beginning you might know, oh, where should I put it? Should I put it here? Should I put it here? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, just here, around here somewhere, yeah? Put it, yeah, where you feel the breath, yeah? Decide before you go into some, or before you train it, okay, here's the point, yeah? And then, just return to that point. Otherwise, you know, it is like, you know, looking for a space, and you know, why are we looking for this? Where is the right point? There is no right point. Huh? The right point is where we feel something. That's the right point. Yeah. And for every person, it is different. So that is the most important thing. Just to pull it back, put it here. You know the breath. Okay, there is in breath, there is out breath. And in the beginning, you know, I mean, even say it, okay, in breath or out breath, yeah. Just label it within the mind, in breath, out breath, or start of in breath, start of out breath, or whatever, yeah. Just to stay a little bit more focused, and then feel the breath, yeah. And then, you know, once the mind gets calm, you know, the feeling of the breath gets weaker and weaker and weaker. But the knowing at the same time gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And then the breath becomes so subtle, but the knowing is so strong. And a mistake is when the breath becomes so subtle, you know, is that the people say the breath disappears. What shall I look for now? No. The interest in the breath has disappeared. ก็คงคิดว่ามันลมหายใจก็หายไม่ใช่ลมหายใจจะหยุดแล้วจะเห็นแล้วตกใจครั้งแรกก็ตกใจเพราะว่าคิดว่าตายแล้วมันไม่ตายลมหายใจจะหยุดจริงๆแต่ถึงนั้นก็มันไล่ไปต้องพยายามนะคนไทยก็เหมือนใจเย็นเหมือนกัน In German, wer stetig sich bemüht. Hast du es verstanden? Nein.
So do we need apanasamadhi to develop wisdom? Or
no.
Don't need
no. If you can stay in samadhi, if you can stay in upachara samadhi, when there's no more thoughts and when there's no memory, for about 10 minutes, yeah, where there's nothing bothering you, and then you come out, you feel concentrated and you feel refreshed, then you can start investigation of the body.
The whole body or just one piece of the body?
You can take the whole body, you can make a tour, you know, just, I mean, look, the Mahabhu said, I mean, make a tour through the body, yeah? Do mielai ba, na nai sonchai, ko chap ani, au ani, nin chumo, ho si signati. Man mere plian, yeah? So you take one object, be it the body as a whole, or be it just a hair, or just be it the skin, or just be it this, yeah? And you stay with this, yeah? So you return always when the mind goes off. You return to that object. Yeah.
I mean, when you contemplate the wisdom,
yeah,
you see it or you just
no, you about it. In the beginning you just think it, you know, and then you start to see it. Yeah, that takes a long time, huh? To see it, really see it. Yeah, I mean, when I came, nobody was teaching that in the West, so that's why I came here to Thailand to go to see Lungtan. Huh? And it took me 9 months of really very intensive practice to be able to see, yeah, to see, you know, to see the bones or to see this, yeah, to really see it with my inner eyes, yeah. So that is a long of training. So what we do in the beginning of body contemplation, we take this object, for instance, skin, and then repeat it like a mantra, yeah, until we start, you know. Or in the beginning, when we know we want to take the skin, then we have a look at the skin, yeah, for 5 minutes, and then we close our eyes and then repeat skin, until the mental image is coming up. Yeah. It's a long training, yeah. It's not happening overnight.
Right. And one more question. I just confused that you should contemplate the body first, or you should sit meditation until you get very, very painful and then you pass it. Which one should you do first?
That depends on. Né? It has nothing to do. I mean, pain meditation is only, you know, if you want to sit in samadhi for a long time, pain will come up. 100%. So that's why we switch to pain meditation. Yeah. Pain meditation itself has nothing to do with body contemplation. Yeah. The pain there is a bodily feeling of the pain and there's a mental feeling of the pain. I mean, we can separate that out when we do pain meditation. But the body contemplation is something completely different. Yeah. For body contemplation, you normally start, you know, I mean, you chop off the hand, yeah, and then you look at yeah, well, what you chopped off and then put it here. Yeah, and then you chop off the other hand and put it here. Yeah, and then yeah, each part, you know, I mean, you see both parts of it, and then you take the next part and put it here. Yeah, or you just throw it on a heap. Yeah, but you see all these body parts. Yeah, and the more you put out, you know, the more is there, and the less is here. Yeah, until all the body parts are out, and then you look at it. Yeah, because when all the body parts are out there, what is sitting here? Yeah. And then you ask, where is the body? Is the leg the body? Is the heart the body? Is the brain the body? What is the body? Huh? I mean, the Prabhupada Chakra, our Dua Yang, he said with a cart, yeah? If you disassemble a cart into planks, into wheels, into nuts, into bolts, you know, where is the cart? There's no car. So when you assemble it back, then there's a car. And that's the same with the body. Yeah? And then you get the notion, you know, that the body is actually, yeah, not a thing. It is a concept. Yeah. But the I, the owner of the body, you know, is different from the body. And sooner or later, you know, there will be a separation. Yeah. And this is what we need to know. But other people, you know, just go into the loathsomeness of the body, you know, and pass through, you know, to the state of anagami. That depends on the characteristic.
Some say, You know, even though you know the leg is not you when you contemplate it, but when you sit meditation,
and
you get very painful on the leg, and that eventually that is you, that is my leg anyway. So when you get
pain because you don't feel the leg.
Oh, I see.
There is pain. You never say I'm in pain. You always say there is pain, or there is anger. Never say I am angry, because then you cannot contemplate. When you say I'm the body, you cannot contemplate. When you say there's a body, there's a hand. Yeah, you can look at the hand. Who sees the hand? Does the body see the hand? Does the eye see the hand? It's a chitta who sits in there, who turns on the computer. That's why I call this body a biological robot. You heard of it?
Right.
It's just like sitting in your car. Who's the driver?
It's chitta.
The chitta is the driver of the body. But we associate, the chitta and the body are the same thing. That's why it is very helpful to get out of the body, and look around and see, that looks like me, That's strange, And so who's out and who's there? There's just like a car, when you see the body, when the chitta goes out and sees the body, and that probably happens to your brother when he's in the coma, he gets out sometimes, and looks at the body. But when he comes back in the body, he cannot do anything because he has no Dhamma. And he cannot listen to the Dhamma, he cannot understand what he sees. So people are getting confused, when they see that. But then and then you see, the body is nothing else than the car. I can leave the car here, and the car does not move. The moment, I go into the car, then I turn on the radio, air conditioner, or drive here and drive there. And that's the same. The chitta comes back into the body, and then the body starts to move, because the chitta moves the body. When the chitta is fully asleep, for instance, in samadhi, the body does not move. And when you go into apana samadhi, there is no more body. You're completely separated out. It's just like, you park your car in a park, and you go running, And then there are some thugs, who damage your car. When you come back, you see your car is damaged and you can't use it anymore. And that is the same with apana samadhi. When you come back in the body and you see it is usable, then you just go off and find a new car, So, pain meditation is not the contemplation of the body. Contemplation of the body is, the first thing is to understand that we are not the body. That's why, why I said, put all the body parts in front of you and ask yourself, what is the body? Which part is the body? And then assemble it together. And then you see over time, when there are all the body parts out, there's no eye, there's no palm, There's just body, and then something now, there's the body, The moment you put one of the body parts, then suddenly, it's me. And then you put it out again, no, there's no me. And then you put it back again, there's me. So you have to understand the separation until it really becomes inside. That is the first understanding you need. And then the second understanding about the body contemplation, what you need to understand is the loathsomeness of this body. Because you have to, 41 years, you constantly care about this body, you train this body, and because you went to a university or whatever, you train this body for 20, 22 or 23 years before you can use it to earn money. 22, it's a long time, And we normally train this body before we can really use the strength of the body, 15 years, It's a long time, When you watch YouTube, look how long they take to train a robot, an industrial robot. If it has a complicated car, 6 months, 7 months. They write the program, for 6, 7 months. Does it work? Does it not work? Now think about, when you learn to walk, You got up, you know, fell over, got up, fell over, you know. I mean, you had to adjust, you know. I mean, all these muscles. I mean, how many muscles are there in this body? How many tendons are there in this body? You have to get the right, you know, the right feeling, yeah. So there's lots of things, you know, in this body that you need to learn, yeah. And just like, you know, driving a car is much easier. I mean, you can learn it in a week, yeah. But driving this body, you know, is very complicated, yeah. In the beginning it wasn't, you know, in the beginning of time it wasn't very complicated. But over the time, you know, just like our cars, we developed them, yeah? And the more we develop them, the more they are problematic, yeah? Just like this body, yeah? But they are very nice tools, but that's it, yeah? And that's what we have to understand, yeah? I mean, we have to take care of it, you know, whatever goes into the body is nice and beautiful and... tastes nice, you know, whatever comes out of the body we love. Yeah? So this body turns everything else, everything that comes into, you know, into shit. Yeah. Huh? And we don't like that, yeah? So, I mean, so we take the skin away from the body and then look at the mess that is underneath, yeah? And then ask your friends who are teaching medicine, you know, I mean, when they first open a corpse, you know, what? Or they fell unconscious, yeah? Because it's a mess. We don't like to see that. It's like you have a nice, you know, you have a nice Rolls Royce or Mercedes, you know, and then you look in the dirty engine room. You don't want to see that. You want to sit in the nice, comfortable area, yeah? Yeah? And that's the same with the body. We don't want to see that mess, yeah? The blood, the pus, you know, all these quivering organs, yeah? Nakya. And that is the second step, yeah? That is the second step of the contemplation. Yeah? And then the third stage, you know, or sometimes it comes together with the second stage, is the contemplation of the senses that come with the body. The sense of sight, the sense of, you know, hearing, the senses of touching and feeling and so on, yeah? And the sense of thinking, yeah? To contemplate that, yeah? I mean, what do they give us, yeah? Most of the time they give us just, you know, garbage in, garbage out, yeah. They are not satisfactory in itself, yeah. And if you don't have a body, you know, we still, you know, there are still senses, yeah. Yeah. Asa devas, yeah. So that's all what you need to do?
Yeah. So we just...
Yeah, just go back. Yes. Yeah? I mean, don't worry. Yeah. I mean, if you ask any Kobalchan, yeah, who really did a lot of practice, yeah, I mean, most of the time he just has to reset. Huh? Where am I? Okay, Buddha. Yeah. Or breath. Lom hai chai kao. What am I doing? You know, sometimes, you know, you get confused, yeah. And then the practice is very simple, yeah. Either I'm with my breath, or I'm with the Buddha when I do samadhi, or I'm with the object, you know, of investigation. So I don't need to think a lot.
Right.
I don't know, why is it going wrong, where should I go, you know. It is very simple, the answers is, three answers, yeah. You're with the breath, or you're with the Buddha, or with the object of contemplation, yeah. And if it is pain, you know, then you're with the object of pain. And what is pain, yeah?
Just come back to the basic.
Yes, just come back to the basic, and that is what we don't like.
Huh? We don't.
Yes. Why do you think this world is so complicated? And why do people make it so complicated? Yeah. I mean, look at business. Very complicated. It used to be very simple. I have a pig, and you have a horse. You know, how many pigs do you want for your horse? Yeah. Well, very simple economics, yeah? And now, nobody understands because it is intertwined, yeah? I mean, it's not the economics of Thailand anymore. The economics of Thailand is tied in with the economics of the whole world, yeah? So if something happens over there in the world, you know, it will affect Thailand, yeah? And that, we can't grasp this, yeah? I mean, our brain is not made for this. It's too complicated. That's why, you know, that's why lots of economists have different theories, and none of their theories ever proves right.
Right. So when I try to focus on this, sometimes I got nasal congestion at night, so I can change it to be residing buddho.
Yes.
As long as you have mindfulness, it's fine.
Yeah. As long as you have buddho or the breath, you know, or buddho with breathing in and do with breathing out, that is fine. If one thing goes, if the breath goes away, you know, because you have nasal congestion, most of the time just sit up and do buddho, you know, for 20 minutes and then the congestion is gone.
Right. And sometimes you think too much. I can also put the number.
What number?
Buddho. Buddho too. Can I also use that?
But only until 10.
Okay, I thought it's 100.
Oh, no, 100. No, 10. Because you get confused. Is it now 49? Then you start to think, 49 or 50.
Okay.
And then you're already in thinking.
Confused. Yes, yes. That's right.
So 1 to 10 is already difficult. You will see it. It's already difficult. Was I at 8 or was I at 9?
Right.
Huh? So 1 to 10 is
And when you get confused, you go back to 1.
You got to go back to one.
Okay. And then you can give up the number.
Yeah.
Start to focus buddho. And then when your mind become calm, you can give up buddho, right? Just focus on breath.
Yeah, the more concentrated you are, the more difficult it is to focus on different things.
Right.
Yeah. So normally it falls back, you know, to the primary method that you used in the beginning. Yeah. So for me, when I started to use buddho, it always fell back to the breath, yeah? Because I was training with the breath, yeah? But I used the buddho in the beginning, you know, because it is helpful, you know. Sometimes, you know, when the mind goes out too easy into thinking, yeah? Then the buddho is much easier. Buddho, yeah?
Thank you so much. That's all I want to know for now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can come. I mean, when Korat is quite a way, you know, but you can come anytime. Ajahn Uttai is in Korat,
right.
Kaoyai. Yeah, so I mean, you can spend, you know, your weekends there, you know, in practice.
I went to Wat Pa Ban Tha yesterday. I saw Lungpu Cherry.
Oh, Lungpu Cherry.
I never asked him anything.
No, he just pulls up.
When he walked down his house and I have no idea.
Is it the first time you went to Banta?
Many times, but the first time that I saw Lungpu Cherry.
Oh? Normally people see him, yeah, but... But you saw Lungpa Mahapo?
No, just, you know, I...
Vasana Maitin.
Maitin, yeah. I, you know...
Yeah.
No, no, that's okay. Yeah. 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 ตอนนั้นผมอยู่ที่วังน้ำเขียวว ัดเขาใหญ่เจริญไปเที่ยว
oh.
แล้วครูบาท่านบอกว่าเดี๋ยวรอก่อนนะเดี๋ยวหลวงตาจะมา
oh.
ผมบอกโอ๊ยผมรีบไปเที่ยว
มันวาสนา
จริง
จ
ริงก็เลยไม่เป็นไรครับเอาใหม
่เอาใหม่เดี๋ยวนี้ตั้งใจนะรู้นะมันอะไรสำคัญก็มีสามอย่างสำคัญพุทโธลมหายใจอยู่นี่นะเบอร์ที่อารมณ์ที่ของร่างกายนะที่กำลังพิจารณา
ผมขอโอกาสถวาย
เดี๋ยวมาได้ทุกเมื่อนะ
ก
็อยากภาวนาวันเสาร์วันอาทิตย์นะผมมาได
้
ก็มีกุฏิ
ขอบคุณครับ